Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg-up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hi, I'm Shannon Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 80. And it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
Attention, you're listening to the Todd Huff Radio Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk radio. Be advised that the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. Here's your conservative, but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
Welcome to the Todd Huff Show. Obviously, I'm not Todd. My name is Micah Clark from American Family Association of Indiana. We're one of Indiana's leading pro-family public policy organizations. Thank you for joining us today. I have with us a very special guest. Someone I've admired and worked with for many years. He's with Focus on the Family. He's an author. He is one of the nation's top family experts. His name is Glenn Stanton. He's the director of family formation at Focus on the Family, one of the nation's largest Christian ministries, which I'm sure you're all familiar with. I just happened to see an article from Glenn recently about marriage and the attacks on marriage and how many people do not see a benefit to marriage anymore, among young people in particular. It was in the Federalist. And I wanted to have Glenn on to talk with us today about the importance of marriage, the benefits, why it's so strong, for an important factor for society. So we're going to also talk about one of his books as well. But Glenn, it's great to have you on today. Welcome to the Todd Huff Show. It's good to see you after all these years, Glenn.
Absolutely, Mike, and good to be with you. You and I have interacted for a long, long time, but it's nice to be able to see you face to face.
Well, not everyone will get this reference, but I mean this as an utmost compliment. I consider you and Brad Wilcox running neck and neck as the nation's number one family leader on family research. And Brad is someone I'd love to interview as well. He does great work, and you're right up there with him. Just the stuff you do on the importance of marriage and family is so critical to our culture today. And your article in the Federalist just on Monday, Labor Day, caught my attention. Because I've seen some things that you reference in this article about marital happiness. So maybe let's start out with, what is the cultural perception, or what even some anti-family or liberal folks are pushing out there, that marriage is somehow a negative for women, harmful for women, burdensome? Tell us about that basis that led you to write this article.
Yeah, well, that trope has been out there for a long, long time, that it's, you know, we talk about it in terms of men, the old ball and chain, but the same is true for women, that, oh my goodness, like married mother life is just drudgery for women. If you really want to be in with what's happening, be like the ladies on Sex of the City, you know, free, out there, single, chasing your options, things like that. And the funny thing is, the research just simply does not show that. That in terms of general life happiness, we see time and time again, and this is some of the research that I talked about, is that among women, married women and married women with children, mothers, married mothers, tend to be the most happy compared to unmarried women and unmarried women without children. And regardless of kind of how we look at this, we find data showing that these married moms report significantly higher levels, sometimes by as much as double, more happiness and contentment in life than their single or motherless peers.
Well, Glenn, this isn't in your article, but I can't help but say this because I've seen research, and in fact, it may have even been your research, that shows contrary to what the world says, married women who also have a faith component are much happier. Yeah. And you know, the world is like, it kind of portrays the swingers or the dating scene or the Hollywood scene or the romantic comedy scene of multiple partners, or faith is never shown in a lot of movies and things. But faith is a huge component to marital happiness too. I know that wasn't in your article, but tell us about that if you could too, because I know you've researched that as well.
Well, no, that's absolutely true as well, that for a woman married to a Christian man, and they both have a common faith, that keeps them out of divorce court in very significant levels. Mm-hmm. I mean, unfortunately, so many pastors and Christian leaders will hear them say that the divorce rate is just as high in the church as it is in the world. That is not true.
Thank you.
Marriages based on real faith. And we have to be fair that really committed Jews, mm-hmm. really committed Muslims, really committed Christians have very high marital success rates. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean to just pick out those three faiths, but generally faith and having a common faith makes a real difference. But also the Christian faith makes a unique difference. Mm-hmm. In the way that it looks at marriage, in the way that it has spouses honoring one another. And that's very, very important. We need to understand that, and we need to know that. And that the Christian faith really does help husbands become more of a servant, more mm-hmm. of a Scripture calls the wife a helpmate, but mm-hmm. the husband is a helpmate as well, mm-hmm. who comes along and supports his wife and sees her as an equal, sees her as his equal counterpart. And that therefore, good Christian men tend to treat their wives better. And Brad Wilcox has some of this data than secular husbands mm-hmm. do tend mm-hmm. to do. Yeah.
One of the things I saw in your article that really jumped out at me, I'd seen some of these statistics before. It was just maybe even a throwaway line, but it said that fewer young women than men, less women than men now actually say they want to have children. And as a guy, I tend to think that's just some natural, you know, mother thing. When I got married, I wanted to get married, but I never had this deep biological desire to have kids necessarily. Now it's been the blessing of my life, but I'm shocked that fewer women want to have children than even many men. Why is that, do you think? Is that cultural messages?
I think it is cultural messages, because you just touched on it, Micah. And as I was reading over my notes to prepare for this, I seized in on that. And I'm like, what that does, and that's some Pew data. Mm-hmm. And in my Federalist article, I have a link to that particular citation, but it really is surprising that increasingly women are the ones that are less inclined to have children. And that is striking because our physicality matters. Mm-hmm. And men are wired to procreate. Our bodies mm-hmm. are meant to father, if you will. But it's even deeper in the woman. More of her physicality is tied, more of her emotional psyche, more of her wiring is guided toward motherhood. And so to have a larger percentage of women today indicating that they are not interested in being mothers is an inversion, if you will, of what nature is. And that's really concerning. And I think that has to be a social message, a mm-hmm. cultural message. I mean, you think about an abortion culture. And abortion culture has to invert the woman's natural tendency to care for and protect the child within her. That doesn't happen in nature. Mm-hmm. It is that's a perversion of nature, if you will. And so I think the same thing that is happening within an abortion culture, which says that pregnancy is a problem, babies are a drain, they're a negative. I think, unfortunately, women have gotten that message very clearly. And I think that's probably one of the reasons, the main reasons why they are more inclined not to. But the other message is women who want to accomplish everything that their education and their economic and their political resources allow them to gain, they're thinking, I'm not going to be able to accomplish all that if I have a child or if I have a number of children. But there are a number of great women out there that are telling us a different story. They are mothers. They are making a dent in the world. They are accomplishing their professional and academic goals, all the while being a mother. And this is what this data shows us, is that motherhood and marriage in women does lead to greater happiness.
Well, I've seen some research, and I've just observed this in random folks too. A lot of women who buy into the ideology of success and happiness being through career only, and they set aside parenthood or even marriage, then they all of a sudden, the next thing they know, they're in their 40s coming along, mid-30s, and you start reading women who said, I regret not having children now, and that, because that time just goes so fast. But another question that brought up is, we talked about faith differences. Are there ideological differences too? Because it seems like a lot of women who have more conservative traditional values are more likely to marry and have children, although also more educated women, I think, are having children and getting married. We have a lot of the bottom end of the economic social structure, marriage. Marriage used to be something that I think decayed first among certain groups, but now it's into the middle class where the decay is even catching up. You're seeing the higher educated people being more stable marriages than lower. What dangers does that pose to our society?
Well, what it does is that marriage and motherhood, but primarily marriage, is an escalator, if you will, that improves life well-being. Men who are married tend to earn more. They tend to work harder. They tend to get promoted more. I think largely the same is true for women. But as we're seeing the middle class and the lower class moving away from marriage, they're moving away from an institution that generally elevates us up the ladder. And so they are cutting themselves off from this social mechanism, if you will, marriage and a commitment to another person, and another person believing in you and having to rely upon you and depend upon you and encourage you to become the best person that you can be. That makes you a better, more productive employee. But as we're seeing marriage rates remaining remarkably high among the college educated and graduate level kind of citizens, they're just simply hanging on to this ideal that elevates them to where they are. Again, you mentioned Brad Wilcox. He has this great phrase that many liberal elites talk left but live right. They talk left in that they're liberal in their ideas. But and he does this wonderful thing in his classes at the University of Virginia. He will ask his students, very elite students at the University of Virginia, how many of you think it's morally wrong to have a baby out of wedlock? And nearly all of them will say there is no moral problem with that whatsoever, like upper 90s. But then he asks them, how many of you intend on having your first baby after you get married? Exactly the same numbers. 98% of them say, I am not interested in having a baby outside of wedlock. Now, they may not think that it's morally wrong, but they know that it's not socially wise or economically wise. And so a lot of these elites, they talk left, but they live right. They live conservatively in the sense of being married, staying married, and then having their children within a marital situation.
Well, one of the things that's undermined marriage, it was because of a false message people believed, and I think it came a lot from the divorce culture, is people think they can have a trial marriage or cohabitation. But does cohabitation, I know a lot of it breaks up, but people who cohabitate for a length of time, does that equate to a marriage type a relationship in the data you see?
Yeah, I wrote a book a number of years ago called The Ring Makes All the Difference. And it is a book that breaks down that very question. What is cohabitation and is it different than marriage? And it is categorically different than marriage. Cohabitation is basically live-in dating. It is more representative of dating relationships than it is marriage relationships. In fact, the only thing that's similar in marriage and dating is that your toothbrushes are like in the same cup in the bathroom. Other than that, cohabiting men are very different, cohabiting women are very different, and marriage changes us. Marriage changes us for the better. And sociologists tell us that it is the clarity of marriage, it is the definitive nature of marriage that makes that difference. Two very famous scholars up at the University of Denver, right up the road from me where I live, they use this phrase sliding versus deciding. They say couples slide into cohabitation. You know what? You stay over a night here or there, then you start to stay over a couple more nights, and then you're like, hey, why are we paying rent in two different places? Why don't we just move in together? That is not a clarifying, definitive sort of life statement. Marriage is you propose, you make a big deal about it. Then you're going to have a big party called a wedding where all your friends and loved ones and family members are going to hear you make a definitive statement to this other person to forsake all others. And this is a clarifying event. Marriage and weddings are clarifying events. So, yeah, cohabitation again looks more like dating. There's more domestic violence. There's more breakup. There's more infidelity. There's less help with housework and things like that in cohabiting relationships than there is in marriage. And there's also competing expectations. Some scholars took cohabiting couples, men and women, broke them up into different groups, the women over here, the men over here, and they asked them, what is the future of your relationship? One group was more likely to say, oh, we're probably going to get married one day. We're just waiting for the right time. And one group was, yeah, we don't know what's going to happen. We're just hanging out, seeing what the future holds. Who do you think was in each of those groups, right? It was the women who thought, no, I'm domesticating my guy by living with him, and this is naturally going to lead to marriage. And the guys, on the other hand, are just like, you know what? Everything's fine. I don't know why we need to change anything. And so cohabitation sets women up with false expectations. That's why the data does not show that cohabiting women are just as happy as married women. Married women are the women that are most happy, and they're happiest when they're moms as well.
Well, tell me about the difference, and then we'll go on to the next
Yeah.
topic of your book. I could talk to you for hours about this. I really admire, I love listening to you. I love reading your books. You've got several on this topic, but what's the difference then? Is there, I'm sure there's a difference between cohabiting children in a cohabiting relationship, born into or brought into a cohabiting relationship, or born in a cohabiting relationship versus children born into a married relationship?
Well, the first thing, and you know, even liberals will tell us this, or progressives will tell us this, that what children need is stability. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're like, oh, even in same-sex families, like, kids don't need a mom and a dad. They just need stability. Well, it's not entirely true. But to take that argument, even in cohabitation relationships break up at tremendously mm-hmm. high rates. Mm-hmm. If you want a relationship to break up, go cohabit with somebody.
Right.
But and that may be good for the adults. Like, okay, we're road testing this relationship. We're just seeing what it's like. But in terms for children, and that's not a good thing. I can explain that in just a minute. But in terms of the children themselves, children in cohabiting relationships are more likely going to be bounced from home to home to home to home with an unrelated male in their life, mm-hmm. which social science tells us is the most dangerous mm-hmm. place for a child to be living, mm-hmm. is in a home where that child does not have a biological attachment to the father. Mm-hmm. And marriage is generally what provides that kind of relationship. Cohabitation simply does not.
Well, we often hear the term spousal abuse or domestic violence and spousal abuse, but it's far often more it's boyfriend abusing the woman or the child.
No, absolutely. And you're exactly right. That is an unclear statement that, mm-hmm. Spousal abuse is so high. But when you break it down by mm-hmm. form of relationship, husbands, because of the way that they view their wife, because of the way that they view their spouse, they are substantially less likely to either sexually, physically, or verbally abuse the woman that they live with. Cohabiting, it's sky high in cohabiting mm-hmm. relationships. And a lot of that is because they have different expectations of what the relationship is. I mean, it's interesting that, you know, you can imagine a dating or even a cohabiting guy will say, I'm going fishing Saturday. You're not my wife, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. Even guys like that understand that a wife has certain claims on a husband mm-hmm. determining what he will and what he won't do. And he may not always like it, but he's like, you know what? This woman's in my life. I'm mm-hmm. committed to her. I've made vows to her. I've spoken my commitment to her. And that she has more relational sway, if you will, in the marital relationship than she does in the cohabiting relationship.
You've been listening to Glenn Stanton of Focus on the Family today as we've discussed the importance of marriage, marital happiness, and the benefits of marriage to society. I'm Micah Clark, sitting in for Todd Huff today. I'm with the American Family Association of Indiana. We have a lot of policy papers on our website covering marriage and these issues we're discussing today. I have over 30 of them on various topics. You can find that at afain.net. That's afain.net. You can also get Glenn's information at FocusOnTheFamily, FOTF.org. That's FOTF.org. Stay with us. We'll be right back to continue this discussion with Glenn Stanton.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 4/8 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 4/8 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Welcome back. I'm Micah Clark of the American Family Association of Indiana, guest hosting for Todd Huff. Now, after this break, we'll talk more with Glenn Stanton. Glenn's the author and one of the nation's top pro-family experts. In this second segment, he's going to get into not just more information on marriage, but also we're going to talk about one of his books called The Myth of the Dying Church. You know, marriage and church go together to strengthen each other. And Glenn's going to talk about a perception that the church is dying in America. And that's not actually the case, as you'll hear in this segment. Strong churches are remaining strong and staying stable. Churches that don't teach strong truth are actually not appealing to many people and shrinking in size. So Glenn's going to talk about that as we go back talking with Glenn Stanton of Focus on the Family about the importance of marriage, as well as his recent book, The Myth of the Dying Church.
Yes, yes. Myth of the Dying Church is my most recent one. And that was done in 2018. And mm-hmm. that's the first kind of sociology of religion that I've done. And basically, it busts this myth that, you know, we hear from people, oh my goodness, young people are leaving the church in droves. And that, you know, Jesus is not as popular as he used to be. In fact, there was this movement, Jesus needs PR, needs new PR. Jesus kind of needs our help. And I wanted to look at the sociology of faith. And what I found out and what the book talks about is that, yes, church population is declining, but it's declining in liberal mainline churches that have given up on the gospel. Churches that preach the gospel, that are faithful to God's word, that have vibrant worship, those churches are really, really doing quite well. In fact, I mean, we live in the age of the mega church. That's a relatively new phenomenon. And the mega churches are not the liberal churches. The mega churches are those that are typically good Bible teaching evangelical churches that call people into a real saving relationship with Christ and provide opportunities for worship, provide opportunities to learn God's word and to go out and serve the community. Those churches are growing.
In the last few years, we are really within maybe 2 or 3 years since you've written your book. I've seen a lot of data about the new generation, Gen Z, and how they are different from millennials in terms of faith. There seems to be a real interest, especially young men of Gen Z looking for faith. Maybe they looked around and seen previous generations or the culture, but have you looked into that, this growth we're hearing about Gen Z, even across the globe, of being more faithful?
Yeah, and that's the other thing is that the church is exploding across the world, but you're exactly right. These younger men in Gen Z, there is a real revival. And what's interesting about this is this is not just a revival in, oh my goodness, Jesus is now my new best friend. Mm-hmm. You know, this is real rugged kind of faith. They are studying early church history. They're studying theology. Mm-hmm. They're diving deep into the richness of the Christian faith and the Christian tradition. And not just in a lighthearted sort of, oh, I got saved last week and I love Jesus kind of thing. You know, this is real discipleship, real informed discipleship. Mm-hmm. And that's a very exciting thing. And I think a bit of that is a cultural reaction because young people have been seeing the absolute drift of our culture morally, existentially. And they're looking for something that's real. I mean, they look and they see like, my goodness, we can't even define what a male and what a man and a woman are. And they're like, I want something that I can really hang on to that I know to be true. And that's where they're diving deep into more historical faces of Christianity, whether it be Catholicism, Orthodoxy, or the Reformed faith?
One of the things that happened right before we were seeing a lot of stories about Gen Z, and you address this in your book quite a bit, is, in fact, I remember one headline, I think in USA Today, was called The Rise of the Nuns, N-O-N-E-S.
Yeah.
People who now have no faith. And there was a lot of fear about that. But your book kind of put that in a unique perspective, that a lot of the nuns were not people, they may have previously identified as, well, my grandmother was Baptist, so I'm Baptist. And now they just come out saying, I'm nothing. Is that the case? Tell me about the fear.
Yeah, it really wasn't a shift in faith. It was a more honest look at identification. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting that when I was writing my book, The Myth of the Dying Church, I talked to the guy who coined the phrase the nuns. And he said, actually, the group that is growing more than anybody else is the nons. And what he meant by that was the non-denominational evangelical churches.
Okay.
And he said, what's interesting is that I said both of those things, but the media picked up on the nuns, N-O-N-E, and not the nuns, the nons. And so I have a chapter in my book talking about where that growth is. Is it with the nons or the nuns? And the nuns, like you said, that wasn't a revival or anti-revival in non-belief. It was just a different way of identifying. I mean, it like you said it well. It used to be, we're Methodists. We've always been in the Methodist church. In fact, 3 years ago, I went to my grandmother's funeral. It was at a Methodist church. So that's what I am, you know? And they are just more identifying like, no, I don't really believe anything. So these were just people never having an original faith, being honest about not having that faith. But again, the guy who coined that term, the nuns, says that most of the growth in the religious community is among evangelical non-denominational folks, those mega churches that we all hear about, and that most all of us have a few of them in our town.
We're talking with Glenn Stanton. He's with Focus on the Family. He's the director of Family Formation Studies, and one of the nation's top scholars and minds on families and the importance of marriage and family. And we're talking to him right now about his book, The Myth of the Dying Church. Glenn, I know you're busy. I'm going to let you go. But tell us, should people buy The Myth of the Dying Church through Focus or Amazon? Or do you have any preferred way for people to buy your books? Because you've got half a dozen or more books out there.
Yeah, I've got quite a few out there, and buying them through Focus on the Family. Just go to the Focus on the Family bookstore online. The Myth of the Dying Church is there. My book, The Ring Makes All the Difference, is there. Another book, Loving My LGBT Neighbor, Being Friends in Grace and Truth. How do we stand firm on what God's Word says on the LGBT issue, but also loving individuals and walking that balance very finely. So, yeah, I appreciate that shout out for the
You had a book too with a unique title about. You had a book with a unique title about the messed up my wonderful messed up family or something like that.
Yeah, my crazy imperfect Christian family.
Yeah.
And it just talks about the realities of difficulties within family. And that all of us are there, and that God has many, many graces for us in those kinds of families.
We've been speaking with Glenn Stanton today, the director of Family Formation at Focus on the Family. I so appreciate what Glenn talked about in the second part about cohabitation, because like you, I know so many young people who want a successful marriage. They desire marriage, but they've been led to believe that cohabitating is a trial marriage that will make their marriage better when they do get married. Unfortunately, the statistics are almost 80% of people who live together will never make it to the altar for a marriage ceremony. And those who do often have higher divorce rates than couples who do not live together before marriage. It's one of those myths of the American culture right now that you can have a trial marriage, or that other living arrangements are as good for society as traditional marriage. Children need a mom and a dad committed through a marital vows. And Glenn did such a good job of discussing commitment. So to learn more about Glenn and his work at Focus on the Family, you can go to their website at focusonthefamily.com or FOTF.com. And we'll be back with more of the Todd Huff Show. But our website for similar information is afain.net. That's afain.net. For the American Family Association of Indiana, I'm Micah Clark. Stay with us.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your bump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back. I'm Micah Clark of the American Family Association of Indiana, sitting in today for Todd Huff. We're glad Todd got some time away and is resting with his family. I know that you're probably thinking, you know, I've heard a lot about family, about marriage, but you know, Todd talks about politics, current events, and culture, and I so appreciate that he does. But I hope what you saw today and heard today from Glenn Stanton was the importance of marriage and family and children, and how that impacts culture and politics as well. I recently saw a poll that was interesting because they polled young people, young adults, and they found that 43% said that having children made them more politically conservative. I don't think liberalism works very well as parenting strategy, but the finding is that also Republicans are much more likely than Democrats to say that members of their religious community are helping them in raising children. Now, there's been a lot of attention to Gen Z. We kind of touched on that a little bit with Glenn. Young people going to church in that demographic, as opposed to the boomers and Generation X and other demographics. But there was a poll from NBC recently that found a very different gap among Gen Z, particularly among males and females, and particularly among those who vote differently. When they were asked to choose from 13 different items that they saw as possible keys to success in life, young men who voted for Donald Trump placed having children as their number one key to a successful life, with marriage not being far behind. However, when they asked females who voted for Kamala Harris what was the key among these 13 items to a successful life, children ranked 11th out of 13, and marriage ranked 12th as a key at the bottom to a successful life. And I think what we saw today in Glenn's discussion is that children and marriage are a big factor in happiness in life and success in life. And so that's one of the reasons I wanted to have Glenn on. I appreciate you listening today. Now, some of you might be thinking, you know, I know family is important. It's where I live. But I'm really interested in politics instead. And as I said, culture plays a huge role in politics. One of my favorite quotes that ties this together, and for you economic conservatives out there, this is a very important quote. But President Ronald Reagan, who was one of my heroes, he formed a lot of my worldview. I grew up as a teenager in the 80s, and Reagan was the guy back then who really shaped a lot of my political views. In 1982, President Reagan put together a official report from the White House called the Report on the Family. Here's what he wrote. Said, it is no accident that every totalitarian movement of the 20th century has tried to destroy the family. The essence of modern totalitarianism has been to substitute the power of the state for the rights, responsibilities, and authority of the family. Everywhere the equation holds true, where there are strong families, the freedom of the individual expands and the reach of the state contracts. Where family life weakens and fails, government advances, intrudes, and ultimately compels. And that's what we stand for at the American Family Association of Indiana. Our mission statement fits in with this. It is that the American Family Association of Indiana's mission is to educate and activate Hoosiers to preserve the traditional moral foundations of American culture by advocating for these values in the home and the public square. That's the work we do in the Indiana General Assembly, to advance policies that strengthen families and protect our values, because that is such a strong key. You know, there was a Speaker of the House in the 1850s who made a famous statement. He said, man will either be governed by the Ten Commandments or the 10,000 Commandments. What he was saying was, if morality breaks down, government will step in. We see that with the breakdown of the family. We see problems with crime, educational attainment, economic poverty. With the breakdown of the family, we're seeing that in cities. We're seeing that elsewhere. If you want smaller, limited government, you have to have strong families in society. You have to have strong marriages. And we've seen, as that's been an issue over the last 50 years, government has grown and grown and grown to fill in the gaps left behind as families and institutions like churches that uphold families have weakened. So that's our mission at AFA. I know that's Todd's passion as well, as he talks about these issues every day. I so appreciate what Todd does on the radio and talking and bringing these things together. And I hope what we've covered today with Glenn Stanton about the importance of marriage and church touches you where you live. There's always time to deal with politics, and we're never at a shortage for news events to talk about. But I hope today was helpful in explaining the role of family and church. Again, I'm Micah Clark with the American Family Association. I so appreciate you listening to me and tuning in to Todd every day. He's got a great show. He's got stations all across the nation. And for those of you who don't live in Indiana, if you have family and want to learn about us, or if you are a Hoosier, our website is afain.net. That's afain.net. But there are also pro-family organizations in every state that you can get behind. And there's powers and numbers. Get behind a group that's doing great work for this. You can, again, sign up for my weekly email that I write every Wednesday, try and get information out there. The media, as you know, is slanted. We try and put out good information, policy resources. You can sign up for that at my website at afain.net. We also have about 30 different policy papers on there covering a wide range of issues. So again, Todd, thank you for allowing me to be on today. Thank you for listening to The Todd Huff Show. I'm Micah Clark with AFA of Indiana.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Hi, I'm Shannon Ballman-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACS Tactical.com.